This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh began a mass exodus by car on Sunday toward Armenia after Azerbaijan defeated the breakaway region's fighters in a conflict dating from the Soviet era. The Nagorno-Karabakh leadership told Reuters the region's 120,000 Armenians did not want to live as part of Azerbaijan for fear of prosecution or ethnic cleansing. Those with fuel had started to drive down the corridor toward the border with Armenia, according to a Reuters reporter in the Karabakh capital. Israeli airstrikes have struck militant sites in Gaza for the third straight day, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The Israeli military says the strikes came after Palestinian militants near the border fence launched incendiary balloons into Israel and threw an explosive at soldiers. There were no reported casualties. It's the latest in a surge of violence during the sensitive Jewish holiday period of Yom Kippur. Earlier, the Israeli military shot and wounded five Palestinians who were rallying at the separation fence along the Israeli frontier. It also comes on the heels of an Israeli military raid in the northern West Bank that Palestinian health officials say have killed two Palestinians. A tally carried out by the Associated Press has found some 190 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank since the start of the year, while in the same time frame at least 31 people have been killed in Palestinian attacks against Israelis. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Gunmen in armored vehicles stormed a village in an ethnic Serbian-majority region of Kosovo on Sunday, battling police and barricading themselves in a monastery in a resurgence of violence in the rest of north. Kosovo's police said one officer and three of about 30 attackers died in shootouts. Monks and pilgrims were locked in a monastery